Hi everyone, this is Wicked Sub, and today I'm going to be doing Deadly Lucky 7's jackpot questionnaire. As always, I will be skipping some of the questions because I don't have answers for them. So let's get started. Question number two. If I were to bring you a bouquet of your favorite flowers, what would they be? Well, I'm pretty much allergic to flowers and plants and trees and grass, all that stuff. So I'm not real big on flowers as gifts. I like roses. I don't know. There's a lot of flowers that I like visually. But I don't know, I think fake flowers might be a better choice, and they would also last much longer than real ones. Question number three, which of the following would be your ideal way to spend quality time with a partner? I am choosing staying home and watching Netflix because that's kind of what I do most days after I get home from work. Is watch TV or movies. Yeah, that's my thing. That's my main pastime. Question number five. What is your favorite romantic comedy type movie? This one, okay. So I don't generally watch movies in this genre, and so I actually Googled like top romantic comedies. Because I wasn't really sure even what movies were in that group. So the one that sort of was in a few of those lists was Love Actually, which I actually like that movie. It's sweet. I like the cast a lot. So I think I'll pick that one. But I just don't watch movies generally in that genre at all. That's romantic comedies and horror. Those two genres are the ones I watch the least. So I'm not the best person to ask that question, unfortunately. I will say, although not really a romantic comedy, I do have a soft spot for period dramas. Oh, yeah. Those are my guilty pleasures. Mm-hmm. Like a nice Downton Abbey, something like that. I do watch a decent amount of British period dramas. Oh, they're just so good. Question number six. Let's say that you're on a really big date and you really want to impress the person. You both order the lightly seared salmon. The waiter hands you the wine menu. What type of wine do you choose for you and your date? Well, I don't drink wine, really. The only wine that I think is okay is Moscato, so that's probably what I would pick. I don't know anything about wine. I don't know anything about wine pairing. Wine is not my thing, or beer, to be honest. So I am just not a classy, fancy type person that would order wine at a restaurant. generally. Okay, part two, question one. If your vagina had a name, what would it be? Okay, I don't know the answer to this question. I really did try to think of something silly and funny, and I failed. So if anyone has recommendations or suggestions for an answer to this question, feel free to let me know. Okay, question two. Fuck, marry, kill Ronald McDonald, Spock, and Bigfoot. Okay, I would kill Bigfoot because, no, I don't want to marry or fuck him. It? Her? It? I don't know. Because it's a wild animal. I would marry Spock because hopefully that means I could tag along with him on missions, and maybe I'd be a Starfleet officer. Like, that would be the shit. I feel like I was born, I don't know, too early or something. It just kind of makes me sad to think that. Well, hopefully sometime in the future we'll have, you know, space travel like you would see in Star Trek. Well, hopefully. But I feel like that will be way, way past my my time, my generation, which makes me sad. And, God, so that leaves Ronald McDonald. So, yeah, that I guess I will fuck Ronald McDonald. Do I want to? No, I really don't. Hopefully, I will only have to do it once. I don't know. Can you wear a bag over his head? Maybe he's more attractive without the clown makeup on. Oh, I'm the worst. I'm sorry, Ronald McDonald. Question 3. If you had a penis, how big would you want it to be? I would want it to be average sized. Because, I mean, coming from a lady's perspective, bigger is not better for me. Obviously, everyone's different and everybody has different tastes and preferences, and that's totally fine. But just for me personally, average is perfectly fine, and it just becomes painful and uncomfortable if things are larger than that. Question number 4. Okay, so I have to choose between one horse-sized duck or 200 duck-sized horses. I think I'm going to go with a horse-sized duck because I have a fear that if there are 200 of these things, I'm going to get trampled to death or something like that. So I'm going to go with the one, just the one horse-sized duck. Although that would be pretty freaky to actually see that. Oh, God. Okay, let's move on. Question number 5. Would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount of orgasms in a day without getting sore or fatigued, or only be able to have one really intense orgasm that lasted 30 minutes? So, I don't know. Okay. I guess this question, so the unlimited amount of orgasms, does that mean that I have a choice on how many I can have in a day? Or is it literally I just have orgasms all day and I can't control it? Because that would change my answer. If it's something I can control, I'm going to pick that one, because a 30 minute long orgasm, I might die. Oh, good God. Oh, let's see. Oh, question number 6. Your partner asks you to dress up like a clown for sexy time. Do you? Yeah, sure. Why not? I will try most things once. Not everything, but most things once. So I would totally try that. Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, part 3. Question 1. If you use toys when you masturbate, describe them in harrowing detail. Colors, textures, dimensions, etc. So, this questionnaire finally pushed me to take an updated picture of my toy collection. Yay! I've only been putting that off for months. So, I will link a picture of my collection, and if you would like, you can kind of follow along with the picture. So, I'm going to pick my favorites. Number 1, of course, is my Wee Vibe Tango, which, if you're following along with the picture, is the top row far left. It is a bullet vibrator, so it's, I guess, kind of the size of a lipstick tube, and it's blue, and I love it so very, very much. It is incredibly strong for how small it is. It's waterproof, it's rechargeable. I prefer it over the Hitachi, if that tells you anything, or it might not tell you anything at all. But yeah, I used to be a Hitachi gal, and then I got the Tango, and I rarely use my Hitachi anymore. Okay, my next favorite is my Sinclair Select Crystal G. It's just a glass G-spot dildo. They have a ridiculous name for it. So that one is on the bottom row, fourth from the left. And it is clear glass, and then it has sort of this green vine detail that swirls around it, which is kind of cool. It is, as far as dimensions go, the bulb on the very top, or on one end, I guess, the end that I use, because really you can use either end of it if you'd like. I use the end with the little bulbs on it. That one is a little over an inch in diameter, just barely. The only thing I would prefer with this dildo is that it was longer on the other end so that there was more to hold on to. That's the only problem is when you're using the end with the bulbs and stuff on it, it doesn't give much to hold on to on the other end. I mean, it's enough, but I just wish that the handle part was longer. Just, yeah, for ease of use. Another favorite of mine is the Pure Wand, which, if you're following along, is the bottom row, third from the right, which is a stainless steel double-ended dildo. I use the small end, which I think is an inch and a quarter diameter. If I remember correctly, that might be wrong. And I love that one as well. My main gripe with the Pure Wand is it is heavy, and generally, if I'm using it for an extended period of time, I have to switch off my hands because my wrists and hands get tired. So, but I would still recommend it. It's amazing for G-spot stimulation. Frickin' love it. I will put a shout out again to the Hitachi. That's the top row, the one on, I guess, second to the right. The two little pieces next to it in the picture are attachments for the Hitachi. But, or the Magic Wand Original, I think is what they renamed it. But anyway, I mean, it's still good. I just, the chafing, man, the fucking chafing. It's not good. It's not good. So, right. Question number two. In detail, describe a fantasy that you would like to see come true someday. Oh, boy. Well, I've done an audio with this fantasy, but I'm just going to go with the first one that comes to mind. Oh, which is pee related. Is anyone surprised? I'm not. So the fantasy, and again, this is strictly a fantasy because I have not done this in real life. So it's just basically being while having sex. The particular position that I was in the audio I did was the guy was laying on his back, and then I was riding him that way, which I think would be fun. But really any position I think I would try. But yeah, I so many things that I want to try. But that's up there. That's definitely up there. Mm-hmm. Question number three. Do you prefer to be natural, clean shaven, or do you have a specific pubic hair style? What do you prefer in a partner? Generally, I shave, although I am lazy. So I don't shave every day, certainly not. But yeah, my default is clean shaven to some degree or another. What do I prefer in a partner? I prefer at least trimmed. I don't expect anyone to shave. I don't expect anyone to wax. But I do prefer at least trimmed. But I mean, it's their body. They can do whatever the fuck they want. So that's just that's just my preference. But I'm not going to dictate what somebody does with their pubic hair. That is not really any of my business, but just for oral, and well, actually really only just for oral, it's a little bit, I don't know, I guess I just prefer it a little bit, having it a little bit trimmed down there. Question number four. If you're having some personal time and you're not in any rush, do you explore your various erogenous zones as a type of masturbation foreplay? Or do you just jump to the main event? No, I just jump to the main event. I'm trying to think of what exploring various erogenous zones would entail. But, I mean, you know, I guess there's nipple play and that sort of thing. But generally, no. No, I just get down to it. Now, granted, I will probably take, you know, a good at least half an hour end to edge. You know, I am just not the type of person to do quickie masturbation sessions. I don't know. I just have some weird default setting for me where my brain goes, nope, you need to keep edging. Nope, more edging. More edging. God damn it, more edging. Oh, God, that's really hard to break. Okay, next question. Question number 5. Would you go to a sex store with a friend of the opposite sex? Yeah, sure. That I would totally do that. And if so, do you think their presence would affect any purchases you might make? No, I don't think that they would. No. That's, yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty open about all that stuff. I think if I was buying porn at a sex store, which I wouldn't do because there's the internet, but that might affect it. It's because not all of my friends know what my kinks are. You know, they don't all know what I'm into, but I don't care if I was just buying toys or something with them. No, that's fine. Totally fine. Question number 6. Let's say you're in line at a convenience store and you recognize one of your favorite GWA heartthrobs by their voice, and you absolutely know for sure it's them, and they look exactly how you imagine them. What do you do? Oh my God. I would probably be silently freaking the fuck out. I would definitely not say anything to them. I'm way too shy, and plus that would be weird. And what if it's not them? And so you just like completely embarrass yourself and the person's like, what is GWA? Or it is them and then they just deny it. But no, I would probably be standing there silently screaming and freaking out. And I would probably, knowing me, I would probably try to nonchalantly sort of get a better look at what they look like. yeah, just try to, you know, I don't know. I'm sure I would be super obvious with it and it would be a total disaster. But yeah, I definitely would not talk to them at all. I would just be silently absolutely freaking out. Oh my goodness. Okay, those are all the questions that I am going to answer. Thanks everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed.